Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning. Welcome to Dear No Radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for we intend to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a comment about the program, and be it either pro or con. Or it could be that you maybe have a Bible question, maybe a Bible subject you'd like for us to deal with and spend time studying on the program. Please let us hear from you. You can contact us at the address given by the announcer, or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. In chapter 2 of the book of James, James addresses some of the, I guess the best way to describe it, are the spin doctors of his day. Apparently, they had justified the respective person, as the King James puts it, or the partiality that they had, which is the New King James translation, or as the New International Version calls it, favoritism. James convicted them, and he did so in no uncertain terms of the fact that to do so was to sin. Let's begin reading with verse 1, of James, the second chapter. My brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. For if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings, in fine apparel, and there also come in a poor man in filthy clothes, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say to him, you sit here in a good place, and you say to the poor man, you stand there, or sit at my footstool. Have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Notice that phrase, evil thoughts. You know, that should leave in our minds no doubt about what partiality, respect of person, or favoritism is all about. But just in case we don't get the point, notice what we read in verse 9. I think verse 9 very clearly, very bluntly, notice what it says. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. So see, there's no doubt about it. James goes to a deeper and to a broader issue in this matter of being a respecter of person or showing partiality. That is, he goes to a deeper and broader issue that we're dealing here with, the very nature of disobedience. The very nature of what constitutes disobedience as opposed to obedience. Let's go on down from where we were and pick up again a reading at verse 10. For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. Now, if you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. See, James teaches that God is the author of all of his will. And for us to break any part of it is to disobey God and, as James says, become guilty of all. In other words, we are a lawbreaker. And he does away with this idea of big and little sins, or as we sometimes call them, black and white sins. See, he will not allow us to excuse ourselves because our sins are, as we sometimes say, not as bad as someone else's, or maybe because, you know, we obey most of the time. Friends, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if we're Jew or Greek. It doesn't matter if we're rich or poor. It doesn't matter if we're male or female. Neither does it matter if we're educated or uneducated, or whether we're a white collar or whether we're a redneck. Friends, sin is sin. And two, James would have us to understand that obedience is something that is intentional, that it is unqualified submission to God's will. Now, let's just suppose, as James does, that God has given us two commands. We violate one because, well, for whatever reason, it just doesn't suit us to obey it. But we do the other commandment. Now let's ask ourselves a question. Did we obey God in the latter case? Of course not. Just as when we disobeyed, we simply did what we wanted to do. If we are presumptuous enough to think that we can pick and choose among God's commands, friends, we must wake up to the fact that even when we pick one, we are not obeying God. And two, James applies these principles to the issue of favoritism or partiality, but they reach much farther than just this sin. You know, whether God gives us one command or whether he gives us 1,000, we must determine to do them all and do them with an attitude of unreserved complying to what God says for us to do. For example, God gives us 3 large areas of work to do when it comes to the work of the church. The church is to edify itself. The church is to extend benevolence to those who are needy saints, needy Christians, and also the work of evangelism, of preaching and teaching the gospel. Do we exempt ourselves from any of these? See, is it the responsibility of elders and preachers and just a few especially talented Christians to teach the gospel, but not my responsibility whatsoever? What about helping the needy? Can I just leave benevolence to brothers and sisters that are maybe better off financially than I am? Do I have no duty to build up, to edify fellow Christians? To do like what we're told in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 14, to warn those that are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all? Now, even in the work of the church that we do as a collective, I have an individual responsibility. I am to edify, build up, strengthen, just like 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 14 is as much of a command to me as a Christian, as an individual. Is only the church to provide for those that are needy saints? Not just the church, but I am to help. In fact, as an individual, I'm to do good unto all men as I have an opportunity. Galatians 6 and verse 10. Or is it the matter of fact that it's only the church's responsibility, only the preacher's responsibility to go out and try to teach someone else the truth of the gospel so that people can save their souls? No, friends, what we read in the New Testament is that every Christian took it upon themselves to teach God's word to their neighbor, to their friends, to their family. So, do we pick and we choose among the works of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit? Turn with me, if you will, to Galatians. And I want us in chapter 5 to begin our reading here with verse 19. He says, "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." But now let's look at verse 22. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." Now, in all of this that we've read, which ones are we going to avoid and which ones are we going to develop? Well, you know, looking back on this list, sorcery, you know, that really don't interest me much. But maybe a different story when it comes to sexual immorality. That's another matter. Well, you know, love and joy are appealing, but I don't know about long-suffering, self-control. You know, that's a little more difficult, and I can just do without. You see, friends, we cannot pick and choose, and that's what James is telling us here in connection with favoritism, but it also is a principle that applies in all of God's Word. We cannot pick and choose what God has commanded. And so it is that let's take any other example that we worship. Take worship, for example. Take our duty to our civil authorities, to our government. Take our domestic responsibilities, whether it's our responsibilities as a husband or responsibility that we have as a wife, the responsibility that we have as parents, or the responsibility that we have as children. You see, friends, we are bound by every expression of God's will. And if we try to presume the right to disobey God in any point, then we become what James says there in that verse that we read a moment ago. We become guilty of all. We appreciate so much your listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow as we see our time is up. And it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day, and we now return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.